This is part two of this podcast. What's happening, people? We're speaking about baby reindeer in this episode. So just letting you know there will be some trigger warnings in terms of certain words being used and accounts from the episode of baby reindeer. So if you haven't seen it, or maybe say watch it before you listen to the episode. If you haven't, you can still listen because there'll be some parts that you'll get. We try not to put in spoilers, but, you know, Taser Black's in the building, so that's what he does.
And it triggers sexual abuse, rape, violence, stalking.
Drug abuse.
Like a whole bag. And you see when he spent that season just having sex with any and everybody, chasing that thing that he couldn't attain.
Yeah.
Do y'all see any?
I knew you were gonna say that.
I'm just asking.
No. Because I watched that scene and I thought, right, is this gonna be me? Like,
what? How? What's going on here? How would that be you?
But you just seeing women upon women upon women, and there's no fulfillment there.
When's that ever been you?
It doesn't have to be as extreme as going into the toilets and meeting random people.
Don't take it as extreme. No,
exactly.
But I have to though, because anyone listening who's seen that scene and you're thinking, is it going to be you?
The cubicle could be your hotel room. The cubicle could be your bedroom.
But I'll be clear, bro. I'm helping you out. All
right, cool.
Because you ran through and said,
Brent,
I thought that could be me.
What Brent is alluded to, I'm about to save you, bro. No, because it could be an example of men who are listeners right now who are sitting at home. They've opened dating apps and they're just swiping. It's the same thing.
What's in between that and Instagram?
It's the same thing. So I'm saying it's the same thing.
What's going on there? So why is it men?
I didn't say it was men.
You said men got a date, like swiping left.
It was an example. As in, is that fulfilling?
People.
Okay, cool. People. Just sitting at home on dating apps endlessly having, what's your favorite color? What's your favorite fruit?
But that shows you that in society in general, everyone's fucked there.
But that's why I said this is well written.
And this is why I want to ask you, what brings you all fulfillment? This is what I was getting at.
Arsenal Football Club, bro.
Interesting.
That 5-0. If Arsenal win the league, I swear to you, that's...
Yeah, but you don't control that.
It still could bring me fulfillment.
No, I'm not saying it doesn't, but I'm saying you don't really control that fulfillment.
You're not a fan like that. You don't care if you lose. I see you're jarred because Everton scored, you're a bit...
No, of course, but that's one part. I still got to remain professional because we're in the studio recording. But what I'm saying is you cannot put your fulfillment down to 11 men.
I didn't...
That you don't know.
That's a good point.
See, what you're doing is...
I say Arsenal Football Club.
Brother, what you're doing, don't trivialise my team.
No, you trivialised it by saying Arsenal Football Club.
Don't trivialise my team.
Don't trivialise my team, bro.
But I
put his happiness in 11 next man.
Don't trivialise my team, bro. Don't trivialise my team, bro. Don't trivialise my team, bro.
Nah, man.
Don't trivialise my team, bro. This is what kind of average is this?
Separate from that.
This better love watching battle rap. You're putting fulfillment in two niggas arguing on the stage in front of 20 people behind them.
The last eight...
But the man don't care about that, man. You're putting fulfillment in a battle rapper from New York from the Bronx.
Let it work. The last eight Free Shots episodes was not Drake versus Kendrick, no? Where you not sitting there?
The last two.
Where you not sitting there?
The last two.
Where you not sitting there?
We've had 403 episodes. Two or three have been about Drake.
Where you not sitting there, bro?
That's a percentile of less than 1%, bro.
All I'm saying is, yeah.
No, I'm saying different things bring me joy. One of them is Arsenal Football Club.
Fulfillment.
One of them is Arsenal Football Club.
Really?
One of them is being...
What's your definition of fulfillment?
One of them is financially stable.
Let me see if it is that definition can actually be what I'm talking about.
Like
right?
Ticking a box. Hitting a milestone.
That's different. That's not the same thing.
That's why I'm trying to figure out what he means.
Because hitting a personal milestone, I'll let Brent read.
All right. The achievement of something desired, promised, or predicted.
Doesn't really take a length of time.
Just for me, it's just being financially stable. That's my thing still.
But I guess this is...
But that can help. It can help those around me.
But you are, right? So are you saying the maintenance of that will bring you fulfillment?
The maintenance of that. The maintenance of being financially stable, the maintenance of being able to help those around me. That's nothing else.
There's nothing else outside of that. Because once you've achieved that, because you have, like...
But that's what I can control. Everything else I can't control.
But you can desire other things.
Yeah. Like, for example, health, good health for my friends and family, peace mentally, a nice yard, nice car, like all those things I can, yes, desire, but the only thing within my control in terms of that is my health, how I treat others, how my work ethic, and a few other things.
Over the years, has what you've desired changed as you've gotten older?
I think it's become less. It's mad. It's become way less. But maybe because I've attained things that I've wanted. Like,
yeah.
I've wanted a car when I was younger. I got that. I wanted trainers. I got that.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I've wanted nice women. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wanted to be successful. I have, to a degree, been successful. Do you know what I'm saying?
Can you keep a woman?
Can I keep a woman?
Can you build something with a woman?
Yeah, well, I kind of was a woman.
Have you?
Yeah, I've been in relationships before. Sure.
So you've built what?
What do you mean, I've been in relationships.
Well, so you built a failed relationship, you know?
That's what I said. That don't make sense, because if this podcast ends tomorrow, we've still built a successful podcast. It's not a failed podcast, bro.
No, that's what I'm saying.
So if I had a relationship, it's not failed.
I didn't say, but you said that.
But I'm saying you've said built what? But I've said I've had relationships. And this,
yeah, so in those relationships, what did you get from them? You said that you built things in the relationship. What did you build? I mean, I could ask you the same question, Taser.
I haven't...
Before that you say that, what does fulfillment look like to you at this stage in your life? Based on that definition, which is the achievement of something desired, promised, or predicted.
So there's things that I would like to do, and seeing it through.
Okay.
Would be fulfilling. So, yeah.
And then on to the next one.
Yeah.
So, it's the same as you, right? And yeah.
So like building a brand, or whether it's... I know you're leading toward points with women, but more like building a brand, setting yourself a target.
How do you feel at this stage with R&B slow jams? How do you feel within yourself?
I feel good.
What, when you say you feel good, does that top every other I feel good after every other project you've lived through, attained? Is this the best feel good you've ever had?
Nah. It's not the best because of where, like, my appetite changes every time we tick something off.
Mm.
So, if you asked me this last year, where we were only in 6 cities, even when we were only in London, for example, I'd have been like, the idea of doing Manny and Bram mad.
Mm.
But now that we've done those dates multiple times, now I'm looking at building in all these other cities across Europe and then bringing people from like Copenhagen, Stockholm, what's it called? Dublin, Edinburgh, London, Bristol, Manny, to Malta.
Mm.
That's my idea. So September now, we have an event 13th to the 15th. 16th, I might wake up and be like, whoa.
Mm.
But then something else.
Mm.
My plan is...
All right, so it's not lasting.
Nah.
That's cool. When you look at the achievements of your daughter and how she doesn't need for anything and she's not asking you for the world, right? So obviously you brought up in a certain manner where it is that... She's not going to take advantage of all of the wealth that's in front of her and that you will continue to bring her, right? So you can trust her, or she can be trusted with a lot, right? Is that a lasting feeling of fulfillment each time it is that you see her and you engage with her and certain things that she says to you, it hits home like, yeah, I've done well, you know?
Yeah.
It's completely different to how... I was dragged up.
For example, the other day, her mum went on holiday, so I had to do the school run up until Wednesday.
Yeah.
So Tuesday, she goes brownies.
Yeah.
And when I had her, that brownie session that she had to attend, she was getting upgraded, as in she was getting initiated into the next level as a guide. And she's mad excited the whole day just talking about it. I'm like, what's the next step? And for her, the next step was being able to look at those coming next and say, I'm your big sister. You lot are starting brownies and you have me to lead you into where I am now. That was fulfilling for her.
Yeah.
She liked that. And hearing her speak about that made me feel like, yeah, I can't wait to drop you there because you enjoy this. Like, knowing that she enjoys it, it makes me want to go and drop her there.
I always find it interesting asking questions to the caliber of men that y'all are. Because I would view life from a different lens, obviously. I haven't participated in the stuff that you guys have participated in. I have no desire to participate in that kind of stuff. So I could never look to judge you, but I ask questions to understand.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you understand?
But you know what Taze was saying? It's interesting because even free shots, for example, or Lux or whatever you do, yeah, sometimes you don't realize you're doing it until like afterwards. And even obviously, free shots still going on, but like Royal Albert Hall or Spotify, like, because remember, you're living in it.
Mm.
So it's like the best example is when you're on a train and it's going at 87 miles an hour, the room's still, bro. Like, you can be your laptop, whatever. When you're outside the train, it goes past you. So people looking at us are seeing the train, like, but we're on the train. We're not seeing the... So a lot of the time, we don't experience... Because sometimes people say, oh, how do you feel, blah, blah. I'm like, but I don't even know, bro. I'll be honest with you. Like, I don't... Not that I don't know how I feel, but there's no feeling here. Because...
Word.
As Taze is saying, it's just on to the next. As soon as Royal Albert Hall finishes,
we've
got an episode to record for Friday. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
When R&B Manny finishes...
I've got to fly back to the studio Tuesday.
No, but then you've got another R&B in Edinburgh.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I can't sit in the moment.
You can't sit in the moment, like, because...
But when
there's other stuff.
But when like, by the way, when this is being said, I'm not complaining.
Yeah, yeah, it's not a disrespectful thing. It's just, I'm just saying, that's why
I've accepted that this is something I'm going to do. Because like the conversations I'm having now, when I'm meeting women, is that, oh, do you plan on doing this forever? I'm like, no. But at the same time, I'm not running around R&B like I was running around at Faded. So something has changed for me. There's progression in the way I'm hosting the parties. But to the average consumer, they're not going to see that. They're going to see it as a, oh, you're out again.
But that's different.
If every single R&B ends at 11.
Yeah, but that's
it's different. Not 3 a.m. like back in the day.
Yeah, but Faded is different because Faded wasn't Taser Black.
It basically was.
Like, for example, Lux Sunday was at Marvin Abbey.
Yeah, but Faded started off as
cool,
me and Matthew.
Cool, but you'll see me there, but it's not Marvin Abbey.
Mm.
Whereas R&B and Soul Jams with Taser and Chucky is Taser and Chucky.
Yeah,
so,
that's...
So, so remember, if Taser Black is not... For example, if you're not at a Faded, people might think, where's Taser? But Faded's still going to run because you and Matthew don't have to be there.
No, but...
R&B Soul Jams, you and Tucky have to be there because it's R&B with Taser and Chucky.
What I'm saying is we've launched it like that, so I get that.
That's what I'm saying.
So
that's why it would be different to a degree.
But also the timing.
Mm.
Like, we're Faded and back in the day when we were doing West End, but we were partying until 2, 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
So I understand someone's perception of a promoter or an event organizer. In that respect.
Mm.
But we've got R&B, but if it ends at 11.
Do you know what is
it's not the same.
Do you know what I think as well, Brent? Is like this conversation makes me think, because obviously I have conversations with guys in other groups and other, like girls sometimes. And I feel like people look at, when you're single, people look at it like, don't you want to settle down? And it's like, yeah, I do. But as Taser said, sometimes when you're living in moments, whoever is next to me has to, it might sound selfish, but you have to understand these moments and understand how work goes. A lot of people don't understand it. So I'd rather not have the grief or having to explain to you what this is or have to kind of like reassure, nah, man, she's just a bedroom. Nah, like, it's all right. Let me just be here and do this. And I'm all right. There comes that as well, because people don't really... That's why people normally say that, for example, Maya and Stormzy is kind of perfect because they both get it. See what I'm saying? If that makes sense.
Are y'all brutally honest with yourselves, though, as to the type of men y'all are and in what y'all desire? Could you ever switch off your... The untold amount of attention and...
Do you know, that's another thing. It's a misconception, bro. Tell the truth, Taser. No, I'm being serious.
Let me finish.
Like, why are they getting all this attention?
Nah, it's not like that, bro. So I'm telling you, bro. Do you know what it is? It's the train analogy, bro.
Look, I already told you, you're seen as a dildo, right?
Oh.
Let's get back to that. Do you care that you're seen as a dildo?
I'm not seen as a dildo.
And this is a hypothetical. Obviously, yeah, you're seen as a dildo. But if it is that you were seen as a dildo, yeah, just as a toy to take off the shelf, just pleasure,
yeah,
but nothing more than that,
yeah,
are you fine with that? For as long as it is that you are able.
I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know. Don't have to answer that question because I'm not. So... There's babes that want to lock me down right now.
All right, on the road. So you've obviously heard from women,
yeah,
that you obviously don't rate enough to even have a
bro.
I lie, Brent is moving.
Wait.
No, Brent, no one said that.
Wait.
Well, buddy.
When I say rate,
hey.
That is a subword.
When I say rate, as yeah, in it's not going to pull you out of your stream of current living. Mm. It's not good enough.
This word in his brace.
Brother, it's mad.
Wait. So it is?
The director's at Taser, man.
Are you saying it
give
is? Let's go back to the brutal honesty.
Taser's making it. I mean, Brett is making
let's
it sound.
Let's go back to the brutal honesty.
This is crazy.
I can see a man like, who's that guy who writes all these songs and he sings R&B and he's now in a polygamous situation?
Oh, Neo.
Neo.
All right. Mm-hmm. So he has opened his mouth and said, this is what I want. This is what I'm on.
Yeah.
I'm 100% I'm on settling, but it needs to be with two.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And nobody could basically claim that he isn't being transparent. Yeah. Right? Even that other guy who like wears like turbans.
And Nick Cannon.
Yes. Right? He's openly said, hey, this is what I'm on. Mm. Right?
Yeah.
Have you ever
That's
been...
Different, though.
What's different?
When you got money like them, man, whatever you say, people say, ah, cool. Tell me, bro. If Neo's trying to have two... Listen, go meet a girl from Catford and tell her I want another missus from somewhere else. But most girls are saying, are you crazy?
So the woman who want to basically settle down with you and they've offered...
No, I'm not saying they've offered. I'm not saying that.
They would like for you to
be... He's saying if his bank balance was of Nick Cannon's or Neo's...
Nah, you's lot are
sickos. He could.
Absolute
sickos.
He
could do what he wants.
He could speak to two women in Catford and say, listen, I want to...
But I don't think you even want that. I don't think you're ready for that. I don't think you're healed enough for that.
Healed?
Yes, let's go there.
I'm healed still.
Let's go
there. I'm fine.
Let's go there.
Ain't nobody raining just... over here, blood.
You're dumb.
I believe. It's not the hot take.
Mm.
I believe that a man has to reach a certain age and bodily decrepitness before he starts to consider, quote unquote, settling down.
You can't
a man of options.
You can't say that though, because women will be looking at
you like,
raw.
No, it's my hot take. It doesn't have to make sense.
Mm, it's true.
It doesn't have to make sense.
It doesn't have to make sense. We have to answer.
It doesn't have to make sense. So, when I ask you a question of what fulfills you, I would get a different answer. And I know I'll get a different answer from you than I get from you, right? Yeah. You said that when it comes to being punctual, it's the flights, catching flights, right? So, it's escaping this place that has you, all right, I need to basically get there early.
No, because...
You don't want to pay for such and such?
No, they'll close the gate.
That's nice.
Yeah, but you missed the film. It's the cinema example that we used.
What do you mean?
I said you'd miss the film.
No, I didn't say I missed the film. I didn't say... I was saying...
But missing the film, is it doesn't incur money.
No, it's not even that. You said the film's at 8:40. You get there at 8:15. I said, if she's 10 minutes late, I'm not missing the film. I'm just waiting for you for 10 minutes. I'm saying, I was talking about actually missing. If I miss the film, I'll be vexed.
Okay, cool.
Because I've missed the film. Like, what are you doing, man? But that's different. But that's, I'm saying, like, the reason why I use that example is because I've not missed nothing. I'm just waiting in the car.
All right. So I believe you're going to get older,
mm-hmm,
visibly graying,
yeah,
right? But only when it is that you pop down a little bit,
yeah,
and you can't move around the way you move around, not as mobile as before.
What age is this, blood? What's 67 or something? What's going on?
Well, I don't know. If it is you continue to junk food and not sleeping well, then it'll pop dog Ilya.
I said he might buck you tomorrow.
It's possible. It's possible.
You're saying that's when he'll realize that, okay, cool, I need to find a woman.
No. Because I still think if presented with an option to have more without letting this one know, he's still gonna take it.
Nah, I wouldn't. That's up to you.
Is all a hot take.
The hot take is garbage. The CB, nah, bro. Like, if I meet a babes, I'm actually, even if we spoke about it in the group and whatever, like, I don't even agree with cheating like that.
Yeah,
I'm being so serious. Like, remember, don't mix up the fact that I will link a girl that's got a boyfriend for you, because that's old news. I'm talking about.
I never knew you did that.
No, that's.
I'm learning that right
2016.
Now. 2016. 24th April.
That's 2016. But I'm saying, if I got
subject to change.
Subject to change. But I'm saying that I've said it on the pod as well. Even there's people who send in dilemmas and they're trying to crack joke and whatever. Brother, I'm not promoting cheating. Like, for me, it's not cool. So yeah. I'd rather be single and do my thing. 100%. If I get a missus, 100%. I'm faithful. Why would I cheat? That's my thing. So.
Yeah. But the man them that are out there cheating,
it's your business.
We can have a discussion about it.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't mean we're endorsing.
You're not endorsing.
Yeah.
And also, because I don't care, I can laugh about it as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's not my life.
So can you actually see yourself actually looking to build a family home, family experience?
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be with children, right?
Yeah.
With somebody in your near future.
Yeah, why not?
Are you saying that if one comes along,
yeah.
What does that is back to my point? What does she need to have and give to you for you to be like, all right, let me pour some effort into this? And what this means also, and I said that you're brutally honest with yourselves.
Yeah.
What this means is that you're going to look to mitigate any of the stresses that might pop down that particular relationship. And that might mean...
What do you mean mitigate?
That might mean
yeah.
You changing the pattern of how it is that you use Instagram.
Okay.
I wasn't going to say that, but...
Can you do that?
That's what I meant. You have to. Why are you thinking about it?
You don't get what I'm saying. I haven't even answered, bro. Let me answer, bro.
Now I was going to give you a lifeline if you wanted it.
In regards to anything, when you get a partner... A lot of things have to change. What is it, Instagram? That's trivial. Like, a lot of things have to change because I'm living now as a single person.
I like that, man.
So it would have to change, yeah.
So what I was going to say is we have 8 minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
What's cool. The lifeline?
The lifeline was, you didn't have to answer the question because we have 8 minutes left. But I like the way you answered the question.
Okay, also, I give him an escape?
Should I give him an escape to you?
You would try to give him an escape room?
No, because I felt like the way you were going to word the question was going to be a lot deeper than that.
Oh, no. Yeah. Very simple. For
but,
still
I did say. I did say initially that things would have to change once you meet the woman that you want to be with.
Yeah.
I did say that. Yeah, so I'm not saying what I'm doing is wrong.
No, but you said it differently. You said that person will make you change.
And
we were talking about something, I think, specifically.
Might want to, for example, when Brent said, become a better man.
Yeah.
However that looks like, it's on you. But if I'm on the outside looking in, it would be maybe, for example, you don't know what life is like if you structured your sleep. Let's say one day you just decided, you man, I'm in bed by 10 and I'm up by 7. You'd started doing that.
Mm.
Things will change around you. Yeah, you might now be able to go gym 7 till 9. And now from 9 till whenever you go to bed, you've got the whole day. Now your day looks different because you've exercised that.
Just introducing discipline into your life.
Yeah, as opposed to just, because I'm single, I can do what I want, is what Brent is saying. So on Instagram right now, because you're single, you can do what you want. I can like whatever, blah, blah, blah. The moment a woman comes in and lets you know that, listen, if your behavior continues the way it is now, you're losing me and she's more important than Instagram, you will change. Whether you want to or not, that woman that you want to keep will force you to change. But I'm saying you don't have to be forced to change. Some I might just change, be like, it's only Instagram. Like my boy, the other day, he said, I'm getting to the point where I'm D&Ding early in the day and I'm forgetting where my phone is because I don't want to wake up.
You know the maddest thing is, he said my thingy that, he didn't tell my story. I'm like, yeah, I'll start putting D&D on my phone.
From what time? Mine goes automatic from 11:30.
Nah, 10.
Yeah, I might change.
10 till, I put it on at 10. Till 10.
My mind's 11:30 till 7.
Like literally my phone yesterday, nothing.
Yeah. But then what that would do is if you're someone who's always consistently on the notifications, then you might keep grabbing your phone. But over time, after a certain time, you just be like, no one's shouting at me. Or you just deal with it when you wake up.
If an external party needs to be present to force you into leveling up. Is that sustainable?
No.
Yeah.
So you need to be able to do it without the woman flipping. No,
yes, but I'm saying.
And that's what I'm saying.
But so you could get kickstart though.
You could do anything.
There's a kickstart.
If you're living with her, but
yeah, it's like,
as Ben said, you shouldn't need.
It's like there's a lot of people that go gym right now, and they know for a fact that the effort they're putting in the gym
is, because of summer.
No. As in, the efforts they're putting in the gym is enough. It's just the diet. They can't fix the diet. They, like, there's women and there's men that are looking in the mirror like, if only I didn't eat that chocolate bar yesterday. If only I didn't eat the Krispy Kreme over the weekend. They know it's that, or said no to a porn star martini, or didn't go to that brunch, because they're going hard in the gym. They're looking in the mirror. They just don't see the body that they want. It's because of their diet. So it's like that. But then they could get into a relationship with someone who cooks for them. Now, all of a sudden, the effort needed isn't there, because I can go to the gym. Going to the gym isn't the issue.
The meal prep.
It's the meal prep. Now someone's cooking for me, and now my diet's changed. But it's not sustainable, like you said.
That's a crutch, though.
Why is it a crutch?
Because without that person...
That's what I'm saying. It's not sustainable.
Yeah, but without anything, something needs to happen for something else to happen.
But I want you all to understand that if you're able to harness what you need to harness to level up without that external party, just imagine how much more powerful you would be with the person.
Yeah,
100%. But life isn't like that. I totally hear what you're saying.
Don't say life isn't like that. You choose.
When I say life isn't like that.
When I say life isn't like that, what I mean is that we all know. I'm looking at it from the perspective of a
Wire. Reason. The Wire. You haven't hit bottom yet.
Oh.
I was rewatching The Wire. And the guy is like, yeah, he hasn't hit bottom yet.
No, we have still. I have anyway.
No, you've hit bottom before.
Yeah, sometimes. I don't want to go there again.
Okay, but there's
So maybe that's what it is as well. I've hit bottom. So my focus is not being there again.
But your punctuality hasn't changed.
You know, but then that's not affected me hitting bottom. I mean, that's not affected my rise, if that makes sense.
But what Brent is saying is you could rise even further.
I hear that, but you don't get what I'm saying. We're trying to
address. If you guys said it.
No one said that.
What?
Can you let me finish what I'm saying, bro, before a man's getting off on one? What I'm trying to say to you is that the same thing about The Wire, I'm saying that might be a focus thing in terms of maybe why I haven't settled down or whatever, like, because my focus hasn't. Some people, you can see them, their focus is, I want to get a missus from, you can see it, or a boyfriend, or I want to, it depends on what you want. That's never been my focus. I've never had a problem with speaking to women. I'm saying, but I've had issues with money. So growing up, I've wanted to address that issue with money and being financially stable, and realizing that, like, money could go any day, and also realizing that those around me that need money, I can do that. That's my focus.
Before we move on to the next thing for a little while, right? Do you feel sorry for all parties, or you feel more sorry for some than the others? In Baby Rain Day?
No, I only feel sorry. The two people I feel the biggest sorry for is him and his dad.
Okay, because they got raped.
Yeah. Those are the two, because I don't know what happened to the Martha.
Martha, to a degree.
I don't know what happened to her, though.
She got abused when she was younger.
How do you know that?
No, it wasn't. They didn't show, but they alluded. I can't remember how.
When?
They alluded to the fact that she was troubled when she was younger.
Do you remember that part, Brent?
Do you know what is? I've watched a lot of videos of people talking about it as well, and they've said it. I don't know where they got their reference point.
Wait, but you can't just be listening to people just because they've said it. Because when you watched it, where did you see it? Because I don't remember seeing that. I just remember him saying, the more I listen to her, I put her stuff in folders, the more I listen to her, I realised there were parallels in regards to...
No, wait, she explains it. When she explains the meaning behind Baby Reindeer.
It was because of
Doesn't she explain
upbringing? A toy.
But she explains her upbringing.
But she doesn't say anything about her being abused. She said she had a cuddly toy, a reindeer thing that she took everywhere with her.
Yeah, but she alluded...
And she said he looks exactly the same as that toy. Cuddly and adorable.
But there was a reason why that toy was important to her.
Okay, all right.
Do you mean?
So maybe the video that you watched alluded to the fact that this is probably why it is that this was a safety...
Yeah, like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
But I do feel sorry for her, though. I feel sorry for her, Donnie, and the dad. The dad scene,
was mad.
It's the way the dad just kept quiet, and then he kind of came to the realization himself. Like, but dad, da-da-da-da-da-da, and the dad said, So what? Do you look at me as any less of a man?
And he didn't clock for time. He's like, what are you talking about? But because the dad was so harsh. So because he was so harsh.
That's probably why the dad was harsh.
You look at the dad like, this is a man's man. This is like, you know what I'm saying? Mm. And in that moment, his dad's been hiding it from him.
Yeah. To so protect it like, him.
Yeah, he wanted him to be as strong as he couldn't be.
Yeah.
So but, he was harsh on him.
But then his dad found out that you're stronger than me because you've said it and I didn't. And that's when the dad was like...
That
was hurting up bare people.
No, but do you know that was sick though? Because all of a sudden, the dad was soft.
Yeah.
And my perception of the dad from that scene onwards was soft. Even the way...
On the train. On the train, said, good luck with the transsexual.
Soft. Like, yeah.
Remember when he went to hug the dad at the beginning and the dad was
warm.
Like, no. And
warm. And he became
yeah, that's what I meant. Soft.
Not soft as in like, as in warm as in like...
Even now show love a bit.
Yeah, even the way he says bye, all of a sudden the dad was like, oh, he's endearing. The mum was cold though. Mum was strong.
But in that moment when the father confessed...
Indirectly.
The mother knows.
The mother knew, yeah.
Right? Could you ever be so intimately connected to your partner where you show them the things that you show the world and the things that you keep to yourself and then the utter darkness? Could you ever share all of that with somebody? Could you ever just picture every single...
Do you know what? I hear you. I don't think I can. But at the same time, I don't think I've been...
Yeah.
Like,
I don't think
I've been embraced with that kind of love yet.
Oh, see, I thought you were going to say something.
No, no, no.
I was going to agree with you.
I don't. So right now, as it stands, most of my secrets would stay with... The secrets that I'm thinking would stay with me. If I do share with someone, it's because the love that they have for me, I can feel it. I feel safe in order for me to share.
Now, why I ask that is because somebody said, a wise person, you know how you would normally have a honeymoon period when it is you get with a girl?
Yeah.
And then afterwards it starts to wane.
Yeah.
You become complacent or whatever, right? The way to basically make that sustainable, where you're always in love with that person, is have them see all of you.
That's a big gamble.
And that's very, very, very big. Again,
gamble.
Given
big gamble.
The darkest secrets that you have, that you would share with nobody else, having them have that, the biggest gamble ever. But that's when it is that you are serious about working.
I agree with that person, you know, because if I think about my friendships, it's usually when you get to the point where it's like, you don't have to say, yo, don't tell anybody.
Mm.
Keep this to yourself. Like, you could just phone and you just the moment you know that person, even if that person is in company, you don't have the friendship where that person will tell you, I'm not by myself, you know. You'd be like, I'll shout you later. But with the man them, it's like, we don't speak about it. We just know it's a feeling. Whereas I think with women, for me, I can only speak for me.
Yeah.
The friendships that I have with women, there's some friends that I have where we've reached that point. And a lot of the times, it's more to do with me choosing to volunteer sensitive information and then them returning it. Mm. So like, for example, when my friend phones me and he's like, says I need to talk, and she's volunteering sensitive information, I don't need to ask her, do you trust me? By you doing this, you're letting me know you trust me.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And vice versa. So I feel like that's where I would need to get to in order for me to be like, all right, cool. This is one person that knows all my secrets.
And then you would choose every single day to maintain that bond with that person, knowing full well that person holds all of you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? And that's how, upon reflection, that's how a man... Not of you guys' caliber, but just seeing as you're in the room, do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
It's how you will start taking relationships to a different level.
Also, you know what the point you just made, yeah? And sorry to flip it, but bringing it back to Baby Reindeer, could that be one of the reasons why he went back to his abuser? Because you've basically seen all of me, my vulnerable side. You have seen that. Whether it was willingly or unwillingly, you saw that.
remember, I don't know, only because he started watching porn that was of that same type of abuse that he received, right? And that's the only thing that got him hard. And he got confused as to, maybe this is who I am.
Even, wasn't he getting hard off pictures of Martha as well? Was that a dream or did he actually go and
hang her?
What was it?
He hung her laundry, bro.
He didn't really link her, bro.
He didn't. So what part of the entire series did we see dreams being displayed?
No, he needed to see Martha to have sex with his transsexual girlfriend.
He didn't see Martha.
He did.
He was inside of Martha.
No, he didn't.
We need to watch it back again.
He says it. He's like, and I was sad that having sex with her made her happy, but all along, basically he was seeing. Remember, he was wanking over Martha, and then whenever he's having sex with the transsexual girlfriend, that he was picturing Martha, not her.
I don't know where that came from.
Do you know what?
Thank you very much.
No, wait.
I'm telling you, it was.
Yeah. So basically, I've typed it in. Did Donnie and Martha actually sleep together? Was it a fantasy? I've typed it in on the internet and it's come up with that dilemma that just came up. It's wild. What?
Because remember,
Donnie did not sleep with Martha in Baby Reindeer. The sequence towards the end of episode 5 might lead to some to conclude that he had sex with her in an attempt to alleviate the emotional issues he's going through. However, the encounter with Martha was entirely in his head.
Exactly. How did you not see that?
Sorry. You just finished watching it, right?
I watched
Allow
all
us some grace.
Yeah, for
right?
real.
Now, where did you just read that?
Some website that was written. The article was written 2 days ago.
That's fine, but
on the internet, I searched.
No. What I'm saying is, can you find any other articles that suggest that?
Oh, okay, cool.
Because you just read one where that person is suggesting
that. And also remember, Martha recorded everything. She would have said you came and had sex with me. Remember when he sent her the text about the anal? She's telling everyone.
Yeah, for real.
She would have told everyone, you've come into my house and had sex with me. Like, it would have been like, she would have told people. He didn't do that, man. Because that's what I thought when I was watching. I was thinking, oh my God, he's gone to beat. What's he doing? But then remember, this when he's with Martha having sex, or they're on the bed.
Terry.
No, Martha.
Okay.
The scene, literally, there's no break. Next minute, they come apart and it's Martha. It's Terry. It's not Martha. Then he says, and he apologizes and says, I was unhappy. But, I mean, Terry was happy, blah, blah, blah. And I was sad that I was making her happy by having to do this. And she was resting on his chest after and whatever. Yeah, he didn't chop.
Yeah, I will have to revisit that. But to be honest, it worked.
It is a mess, to be fair. But yeah, the vulnerability thing, I hear it, but I don't know. I don't think we can... I don't think it's as easy to say that because all of me is not all of Baby Reindeer because nothing's happened to me like that. See what I'm saying?
No, I'm...
No, I get what you're saying. I'm saying because... Or the dad, the trauma that they've had, open up to someone about that will hopefully bring you closer to them because even when girls say, talk to me, because a lot of the time when you speak to women, the issue isn't... Sorry, what draw you closer to them isn't what you've told them is because you've told them. Oh my God, you trusted me enough to be vulnerable with me. You trusted me enough to be... That's what it is with women, like more times. It's not what you've actually told them. So with Baby Reindeer, I hear what you're talking about in terms of opening up to people, whatever, but me opening up to someone and telling them all of me is not the same as my man with the director or the same as the dad with the Catholic priest. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
It's very different. So,
I 100%. I mean, everybody goes through different things, but I'm not talking about just like trauma. I'm just talking about stuff that you just wouldn't want anybody at all to know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it could be the thoughts that you have when it is that you're by yourself.
Okay.
You know?
Oh, that's in terms of that. If you're depressed,
it could be suicidal thoughts.
Or
I've thought many times before of you know, taking my life.
But then wouldn't you say if that's the thoughts that the person had in the past, if you're beyond that and you're past that, would it be wise to bring it up to someone?
No,
I'm just saying.
I'm just talking about the intimacy with the partner, and I kind of connected it to the honeymoon phase and not wanting the honeymoon phase to just last a brief moment. You want to basically have it, have that feeling for as long as possible. All right, let's switch topics, right? So Ivy's overall party's involved. It's a very sad story. I like the fact that it encourages discourse and whatnot, because there are several factors, elements in that particular series that a lot of people are going through. The whole stalker stuff in the rise of social media, it's crazy. This happens different varying levels. And then the whole abuse on this part and then abuse on this part. Then talking about the church and how is it, they've been filling with boys for the longest while, where the father, you know, you never knew the entire life, he never knew that his father went through that.
You know what's so fucked? Sorry to cut you off. We didn't have to say, he didn't have to say anything. Like, that's how prominent it is, because all he said was, let's have a man, blah, blah, blah. He's like, what are you talking about? And he's like, I was raised in the Catholic Church. Do you know how mad it is that you knew already what it was? Man's not supposed to know that. So I'm saying, if you think about it, if someone says to you, I was raised in Kilburn, okay, what does that mean? You lived around the market, well, you lived in an estate, like, they just have to elaborate. He didn't elaborate. That's what's so sad about it.
And also, before you continue, that level of trust, knowing that someone else knows all your secrets and still has your best interest, is not a feeling you're just going to wake up and get. So even knowing the mum's sitting next to him
without judgment.
And the mum's a rider. That's what I'm saying. But my thing is, the problem is, I feel like guys in the past have been hurt by that. That they've confided in someone and said something to someone, and the moment they don't get on with that person or they fall out, next minute, blah, blah, blah. It's like, so other men see that and they're like...
Yeah, but also, did you do your due diligence properly?
But how can you argue due diligence sometimes?
You can argue that. You can argue. It's the same as it's something as simple as the girl walking in and asking for a cup of tea. Whatever due diligence you do with that is on you. It's as simple as a gesture, bro.
That's how it starts. Whenever people have that same conversation with me, and stuff, like, I say to them, have you ever fallen out of a friend? They say, yeah. So if that's the case, you would never fallen out of a friend, because you would have seen it from the beginning of your friendship.
No, I didn't say you would have saw it.
No, you're not what I'm saying. What I'm just saying to you, it's not as easy just to say, do due diligence, because if that's the case, no one would ever fall out of a friend, because...
What? People change, though.
That's my point, exactly. So you could be with a woman that you're cool with at the beginning, and she changes mid-relationship.
No, but you're making it seem as if she was like that from the beginning.
I didn't ever say that.
No,
you're making it sound like that, because due diligence that you can see from the beginning.
Okay.
Not all the time, can you? I could be with a girl today and she is Martha.
Okay, so at what point?
She's cracking jokes. Wait, hold on, whatever.
At what point would Martha have been a problem for you? For you?
When she sent 100 emails?
No, before that. Oh. At what point would she have been a problem?
When she got my email and she started emailing me from then. Because how did you get my email, and why are you sending me 100 emails a day? From then it would have been locked. But already we're having this conversation that you're a nice woman.
Okay.
But from the emails, for me personally, remember, because he was in a space where he wanted the acceptance and the compliments, he ignored the red flags. So I'm saying, but generally speaking, if you're with a partner and you're cool and everything's fine, and you say, you know what, I like this girl, whatever, and you give, as Brent said, all of you, but then somewhere in it she changes, or maybe argument's sake, you fuck up, maybe you cheat. I'm just saying, maybe you do something that makes her whatever. For me, for example, if me and your brethren say, for example, and in 10 years time we have a big argument, I'm still not telling people, fuck Taser, man, do you know what Taser said this in 2008, because that's my character. I'm not gonna say that. Whereas another version of Marvin has got a bad character, might come out and start saying stuff about you.
Yeah, but that's like someone saying to you, oh, you should have known.
That's my point, exactly. Guys have seen examples of, even online, on Shade Borough or whatever, where guys are going out with girls or vice versa, and then out of the blue, that happens, and she's reporting stuff on her story, speaking cryptically or something, and she's saying bait things about you. It's like, this doesn't really give me, doesn't really fill me with.
And even if I see that, for example, Brent, if I see a girl doing that because of someone else that she's dealt with, and I, for example, meet this girl, woo!
Yeah, it can't be that.
My due diligence, wait, ain't you the...
Yeah.
I don't need to tell her, but I'm acting very cautious around her.
But even other girls, not in a bad way, but even other girls might suffer a little because you might be a little bit apprehensive now because you've seen that. Same way women might be apprehensive of club promoters. Yeah. Apprehensive of
DJs.
Men that are DJs. Apprehensive of guys that
footballers.
Have a lot of women around them. You might be a guy who's a good guy, but you're catching the fool for the other 10 men that are living a life a certain way.
What makes you believe that I could be trusted?
Ooh, do you know what's so mad? My days.
You don't trust me.
No,
I'm joking, No, you're not so bad. I don't trust
you. Do you know what's mad? Brent, good question, yeah. And I thought about this the other day because I was going to actually wait till I was asked this on a pod. So just give me 5 minutes. So I looked at it like this, yeah. First, if someone asked me this, why do you trust Brent? I'd lead with this, yeah. I'd say, well, those who know Brent have an understanding of Brent would know that Brent has your best interest at heart. So whatever information you give him, more time it stays with Brent. The only time Brent may volunteer said information is if whoever he's talking to or dealing with, the information shared still benefits you. So I trust you with the information because I even know whatever information I've given you, if you are going to use it, you're using it with my best.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Interest and the person you're talking to's best interest at heart. That person you're talking to should understand the relationship I have with you because they have the same relationship with you too, if you're having that kind of conversation. And for that reason, that's why I trust you.
Why do you trust me?
I don't.
Good. Cool. I'm not saying that you shouldn't trust me.
No.
I'm not saying that you should.
No.
Right? I'm going somewhere.
All right, so let me just answer quickly. I trust you, but anything I tell you, if it gets out, I don't care.
Because okay. You know what you've said.
Okay. That's cool.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. Discernment is my main theme here.
Yeah.
Right? You all talked about the fear that women of a certain ilk would just stink off. Like, no, I said that wrong.
A lie?
100%.
I was like, what part of the pod was that? He's to be honest, man.
Let him land.
No, but the thing is, you have to, because
that's right.
If someone clips that,
you got to let him land. No, you got to let him land. He hasn't landed.
From what you're just shared,
yeah.
I could understand as to why is it you're apprehensive or you're cautious when approaching and sharing certain things with certain women, right?
Mm-hmm.
But are there any women in your life that aren't like those women?
Women.
The same women you all just talked about, where if I give you all of me, you might, when we're arguing, you might go and tell somebody else.
No, that's any woman. Yeah,
all right, wait. When you say any woman.
Any and all, even the ones I trust.
Wait a minute.
What's going on here?
Wait a minute. So... all women, you can't trust.
No. So wait, hold on. The example that he gave where you could piss someone off or do something to someone so they turn and become someone else, I believe everyone has the capacity.
But the thing is, you don't have the capacity for that.
So he says...
Wait, are you saying... because I don't take you as that particular guy.
People who know me... The thing is, remember, how many times have I told you, Taze, for example, stop telling certain people your business? I've said it to you from day. Because you don't know how people use your information to look cool in another room. Sometimes people use your information and it's not even maliciously. It's like, yeah, my brother, like, there'll be a girl or a man be like, all right, things left. Yeah, my boy hit that. Brother, what are you doing? he's not doing it with malice, but you're baiting my thing up because who is this guy?
Yeah,
I don't know him.
Yeah.
So I'm saying. Mm. So sometimes for me, I just don't divulge certain information because I don't know how someone's going to use it, who's going to use it, whatever. But cool. But in regards to the women, what we're saying, Brent, we're not saying all women do it, anything. What I'm trying to say is the bad apples spoil the broth. I know that's not even a saying, but just stick with me. Yeah?
No, I get it. I get the
for example, police, when you go to America, most policemen are cool.
They take one or two.
Those bad ones make you scared of police.
Mm.
So it's not like a case of I don't trust all police, but because of these bad ones, bro, when I see police, I'm scared. Mm. So I think that's what it is with certain guys, that when you see certain women do certain things in terms of, especially with sensitive information that someone trusted them with at a time, it makes you closed.
But it's time though.
Wait, it's so weird for me to hear this because you're living a world where you can probably give me examples of a woman that would, she would cripple herself to please and keep secrets and abuse that you are bestowing upon her from the world.
What's that? Like, we're talking about like Baby Reindeer.
My days. Liverpool toast, bruv. 2-0. Yeah, finished. The league's yours or City's, man.
No, let's focus. We'll get onto the football.
No, when you reword that, please.
All right.
Yeah, because it was sounding mad.
Yeah.
Because it sounded specific to this room, but it's not.
No. This
is specific to Baby Reindeer.
No. You probably know women who have been abused.
Yeah. All right, cool. I get
by men, and they will protect them to the tilt.
Yeah, but there's, like, for example, you know, girls who take out finance for a guy, or a guy will ask girls for money. You know, when girls ask you, like, how did you not see this red flag? Like, any guy asking you for money and he's just met you, even to be fair, I've never asked a girl for money, bro. I'll be honest with you, never in my life. The only woman I ask for money might be my mum. No other woman asked for money. And it's not because it's a sexist thing. It's like, nah, I'm all right.
There are certain women who want to basically keep everything there to them once it is that you've told them it's valuable. There are certain women out there, right? And they're probably more than one would surmise based on me saying they're certain.
Yeah.
Right? And a lot of guys use that and manipulate the women with that information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
So when y'all are saying that you are skeptical or cautious when looking to share everything with one of them for fear that that person might go over there, I have to know a question. The type and caliber
of women,
that you guys are marking with this particular type.
Do you know what's annoying? Girls might be clapping because Brent
not at all.
I'm just saying but what I'm just saying to you is this is not exclusive to women. That's my point.
100%.
This behavior,
but you're like women.
No, I hear that, but I'm saying the behavior I have in regards to
it's human beings. Full stop.
It's human beings. And also remember, in terms of like Taser said it already, like, when he feels that love, or when you're with a woman, then yeah, my woman will open up because you're certain this is the one. Like, we're going to get married. This is the one that, like, all right, I'm saying the Neo. But generally speaking, if I'm just chilling with girls and we're cool and whatever, I don't need to divulge such sensitive information because we're cool in the space we're in now. It's like a guest coming on the pod. We're cool in this space, but I don't need to tell you what I'm doing after. I don't need to be specific about certain behaviors, but with Taze, for example,
that's surface level though. I'm not talking about you knee deep in a relationship that you are saying this is worthwhile to build.
Yeah, but me and Taze never said we wouldn't in relationships. We're saying that it's made us skeptical in general in terms of framing the world.
I understand because I hear it all the time.
It's not to do with the woman though. It's not to do with the type of women or the caliber of women you're with. Because at the end of the day, if that's the case. As I said to Taze before, in terms of divorce rates are high. Like, I think in England, I think it's like something like 87% or 90%, something like that. If that's the case, there'll be no divorces because the woman or the man I met at the beginning of this relationship is still the same person. People change. Things happen. So I can remember, you wouldn't marry a woman that you're thinking is an idiot. You wouldn't marry a man that you think is an idiot. This person you walked down the altar with, you believe this was the one. So you're going to share stuff with, but unfortunately something happens and you hated each other. Or we got a divorce or we didn't get along. So what I'm trying to say to you is life happens. So logically looking at stuff, because life happens, there's a possibility that you might be someone who I might not get along with. So I'm going to be apprehensive with information I share. But if I do share it with you, you could still use it against me.
Let me take what you're saying and not look to push back. Yeah. I don't think this is my purpose on this pod.
Yeah.
Instead, I'll say the divorce rates are crazy. And I guess it's like that because we're now living in a world of social media. Options are completely different than it was back in the day completely, right?
And there's no shame on it as well.
And it's easy to basically find another. Right?
And it's easy to get divorced. Before it wasn't easy to get divorced.
100%. Just imagine you are able to find somebody that you actually want to work alongside with.
Yeah.
And you are able to feel safe enough to even get to that point where you're like, nah, I have everything. Again, this might be a unicorn because in the world in which it is that we live and the examples that we see or field relationships, marriages, left, right, and center, right? Mm-hmm. You're thinking, why would I even look to give so much of myself if at any point in time the stats don't even suggest that this is wise, right? But just imagine you happen to do that with one person.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be one person after another person, but that one person that you're with at present,
or two people,
provides you that safety, that security, where there's nothing that you can't basically say to them or share with them, and vice versa.
But then, see, my pushback to that is,
wait, was there a question?
No, and that's why I said I'm not pushing back. Just imagine the world.
But my thing is my. Not to my pushback, but what I will say to that is, do you need to tell someone everything though? And when I say that, I'm not
it's
saying
it's a good question.
Because, for example, if I look at my mom and dad, for example, or you look at your parents, whatever, I'm sure there's times where there's things where
I'm
just saying. I'm just saying in general. I'm looking at successful marriages. I'm looking at marriages that still exist. Let me speak about my mom and dad. I'm looking at marriages that still exist or are still successful. I'm saying, or friendships, for example, that. You've had long-standing friendships. I don't need to say everything to you. You don't need to say anything for me for this to work. I feel like, I don't know if that's like a unicorn mentality. Like, I'm not saying it's wrong or right. I'm saying that you need to choose what you tell people. Like, my dad used to always say to me, there's things I can say to you that I can't say to your brother. There's things I can say to your brother I can't say to you. They're different people.
Yeah.
I'm just saying in general. So I'm saying like, you need to know your partner. I need to know what I can say to my missus that's cool. I need to know how to compliment her in a way.
Yeah, yeah.
I need to know how to tell her off in a way.
Yeah.
But just to say, this is my missus.
Yeah.
Whatever I say, you can take it all. That's not.
I love your point. A couple of things.
Yeah.
I would never use my parents' marriage as an example I know too much, and I don't want to repeat that.
Okay.
Do you understand? That's me.
Yeah.
Yes, 100%, they're still married, but that's not a fulfilling marriage for me. I don't want that. Mm-hmm. Right? I'm a different person.
Yeah.
Secondly, there was a second point. The second point was me, I know myself. I'm very self-aware.
Yeah.
And I always want to level up in every single aspect of my life. Every single I'm always self-reflecting. Always. And that's why I would say that. Nobody who I have a relationship with could ever come to say I, at every single point when I've learned more about them, I didn't take that in and adjust our relationship based on the new information, right? So I'm always changing to facilitate and suit the functional agreement between us. And that's why I can have a relationship with you. I can have a relationship with you. I can have a relationship with Keith. All these different people because okay, I know who you are. You've told me what you've told me. You've shared what you've shared. And I know what you need from me in order to basically keep this where it needs to be,
keep
right?
Thinking,
100%. Now, I am very curious. I ask hella questions of myself and of the world around me. And I always wake up and say, like, tomorrow's not promised. It's never promised. So whilst I am here and so self-aware, I want to see what is possible. If I believe I've reached a certain level of self-development without being with somebody, and I am introduced to a possibility that me being with somebody would take that up a notch, I'm curious as to, I want to go there.
Yeah.
Just to see if that's true. Right? And once I'm there, I am working and choosing every single day to work on it. If I quickly find out what your love language is, I'm soaking that in and I am moving. I'm moving to suit, moving to make sure that there's not a way where I'm going to be saying something or doing something that doesn't serve that love language.
Mm-hmm.
And I expect the same, right? Now, if you're not interested in that, then we're not compatible.
Mm.
We can't continue on this journey, right?
Would you feel stung that way?
Stung?
Yeah.
How do you mean?
The example that Marv gave where some people get into situations where it doesn't go their way, so they carry that into the next person. It's just like a sour feeling.
No. I can't. Because I know that everybody isn't the same.
Mm-hmm.
And also, another thing...
Let me finish. So, as it pertains to sharing everything with that person, I have a lot in my head. And for that person to show me or present to me a safe environment where that is possible, I'm even questioning that. So me asking you these questions, I'm not saying because it'll be easy. Me myself, I'm like, I want to see what this looks like. Because I don't believe this is as easy as anybody's there suggesting it is to me.
But you know what's mad? What does it look like? Because sometimes what it looks like...
I want to find out.
No, but sometimes what it looks like is not what it looks like.
Hence the point I made about Baby Reindeer. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's why he went back.
Full circle, baby.
That's why he went back.
And also, you know what's mad about Baby Reindeer? Baby Reindeer is everyone. So it's all of us.
That's what I was trying to tell you, 100%.
But that's why I said it's deep.
Because even when Brent said about us being, how settling down and this is that, blah, 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 it's like, and him saying, for men like you, can I have an experience what you've experienced? That's another reason.
Mm.
Maybe because you haven't experienced, it's a train analogy, isn't it? Like, you're seeing the train, we're on the train. For example, your life, you're on the train, I'm off the train. So what I'm seeing, I'm not seeing Brent's life.
Mm.
I'm not seeing your journey. I'm not seeing what makes you tick. Do you know what I'm saying? So it's very weird that in terms of everyone's got triggers, everyone's had something happen to them. Whether it's you going clubbing, speaking to a girl, and then you're like, right, this is a nice... I'll get validated in this place. So you might rave all the time. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or guy in gym, got big, girls were on it. Now it's fitness, but now I like this version of me. Like, whatever it is, you dressing up, you haven't... There's always a reason for something. But some people's reason is more explainable than others.
Mm.
That Martha's one could be everyone she's tried it with has reported her, ignored her, told her move, blah, blah. This one guy has showed her attention no matter what she's looked like. She's presented herself as her.
Oh, he's
obviously
cared.
She gave him multiple versions as the times went by. But the way he kind of explained it or portrayed himself was that he never really said no because he was at work.
Yeah.
I'm saying.
And both of them need professional help.
Yeah. Facts.
Both of them.
Yeah. Did you have any...
But it's weird though, because did the dad ever get professional help?
So you think the dad's all right?
the thing is, that's what I'm saying. But even you think the dad's
raging
with
the world.
Yes, but the thing,
see the conversation on the phone. You come back.
Oh, yeah, no, the dad's too funny. Even the policeman come. You're the fucking dad, bitch. Your mum was like, listen, do you want to just step out? But you know what's sick though? In his moment of madness, once the wife is, he's calm. The moment the wife said, whatever his name is, you want to just go in and he just got up and walked out because she knows why. It makes sense now. I know why you're so mad, but I'm your voice of reason. I'm your calm. I feel like if she passes, his life will go to shit because that's his solace.
Also,
you know what I'm saying?
Also, credit to the mum then. Yeah. The mum's actually willingly said, yeah, I'll be your piece.
This is it.
But that's what but that's
you
what
can
it.
Trust me. Give me everything.
Yeah. By the way, I just wanted to read this.
Yeah, but the mommy got the mommy got Instagram read. Though. But continue though. Share her socials. What bro. Did she say? What did she say at the beginning? Did the video go out? I'm not on socials. That's why she's not corrupt over there. Bro.
I just wanted to read this because this was a very heavy episode. So for those in the UK, the National Stalking Helpline is mm-hmm. on 0808-802-0300, or you can email them via their inquiry form. If you're listening from the US, resources are available from stalkingawareness.org, and information and support for anyone affected by, I don't like saying this word, but rape or sexual abuse issues is available from the following organizations. In the UK, Rape Crisis offers support on 0808 500 2222. In England and Wales, 0808 801 0302 in Scotland, and 0800 0246 991 in Northern Ireland. If you're listening from the US, RAIN offers support at 800-656-4673. And if you happen to be listening in Australia, support is offered from 1-800-RESPECT. That is 1-800-737-732. Other international helplines can be found at ibiblio.org. But his advertisers are dark. Bro.
But even that's a problem though, because I feel like,
okay, there were comedic elements, that's why.
No, what, the stand-up?
The stand-up, and then there's parts where, like, you know, like where, there'll be parts where Martha would snap, and then there's parts where he brings it back, it's like, it's
in the calf.
It's like dry humor.
But you know what it is? There's a point in time where Martha cared about him. Really?
She, where they were sitting outside?
No, when they were in the park, I mean, when they were in the calf, and Martha says, she's looking at him, she's like, who hurt you? And then Martha going to her like, tell me who. Like, Martha's going to do them something. Like, Martha's on smoke.
Yeah.
As in, like, if he said, it's this guy, I guarantee you,
she would have started stalking.
She would have done something to that brother.
Also, you know they found the actual woman on Twitter?
I swear.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what the Twitter... Oh!
Yeah, that was the actual woman.
Because I didn't watch it. I saw the tweet and I was like, what does this mean? Because I didn't understand.
That was the actual woman.
And someone said, oh, these Twitter detectives.
So they found the actual woman. They've been attacking or abusing, sorry, socially, the potential agent, as in the real guy. Mm. They think they found him as well.
That's dangerous though.
Very dangerous.
Because if it is him, cool. If it's not, what's going on there?
Yeah. And then, but the guy who plays the guy, the actor, I don't like his face either. That's the thing about acting.
But do you know what's sick about acting, yeah? Is that when they got the script and they said, this is your character.
You said, yeah, I could play this.
No. That's fine because you're an actor. But even the mannerisms that he adopted, that's why I think acting's sick. Because when they first met and he's like in the bar, like, what's going on? The space between them was too close. You could see the brother, the boundaries he set. Like, if you meet a brother in a bar and he's, hey, then I'm Taser, what's going on? The brother's close. You might take a step back, like, yeah, I'm cool, man. If he keeps coming close, you're going to be like, big man, are you right? But within that, and you could see in his eyes, you're just looking at him, you're staring at him. There were certain body languages that I was like, this dude's a wrong'un, man.
But remember, he wrote it.
No, I hear that, what I'm saying, but you added that to the character to add to it because you see all that.
Mm.
Remember, if he was just like, hi, how you doing? You're right, it was happy. It wouldn't have hit the same.
Before we let you go, because obviously you said you want to sleep and we've gone over time, yeah. I just want to commend the lead actor for taking us on this journey.
He was shot really well
That he had very brave, very courageous, very twisted. I'm now seeing, you see, what's that saying where they say comedians have been through a lot? I can't remember who's, there's a saying. We afford them the grace to kind of share their...
New comedians?
Yeah.
But someone else said that. Travis said it the other day. He said, I hate that analogy. That comedians are these people that are depressed and they cheer everyone else up. He's like, it's not true.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say that. I was going to say reaching a point where you can talk about what you've gone through and somewhat laugh about it.
Yeah, we do it all the time.
No, but not
your dad throwing a bag of rice at you is not funny.
No, but
bro.
Not as deep.
You've made it funny.
I understand.
Your mum slap you on the block is not funny.
I hear you, but not as deep of what he's gone through, bro.
I hear you, but there's people.
I know there's people that's gone through probably worse.
No. Taze, you've got your dad hit you with a snooker cue, for example, yeah? That's not normal,
that
bro.
That abuse is different.
That's not,
I'm not
brother.
Saying it's
And I remember when it is that you clocked that it was different. And you're like, whoa.
Cause me
that
Keith,
wee bay whoa.
Bro.
That's that wee bay whoa.
Man said, yo, that woman you clipped, man, was off-duty police officer.
Bear in mind, yeah. I'm not saying it's normal, but you got to understand, this was what I...
Yeah, it was
like,
your
my brother posted, so I think I put it in the group.
That's a baby goat over there. Nigerian, the Nigerian version of the baby reindeer. Baby goat over there.
Baby goat. Baby goat.
Okay. I didn't laugh. God forgive you, man.
How did these men do it all the time?
What, 3-0?
No. Sorry, United were 1-0 down. Now it's 3-2 to United.
Oh, they're losing 2-1 as well.
It's 3-2 now. Fernandes has scored 2.
Ah, yes. I got my fantasy football team. My thing is this year, Taze, you've kind of just compounded our point.
Yeah.
You believe what you've gone through to you was normal.
I don't believe it was normal.
No. Now you don't. But growing
I
up,
never
you,
did. I didn't think it was normal. I never say.
There was one time.
Suppose how you told a story.
Bro, there's one time you were telling me and Keith.
All right, cool.
Brother, me and Keith were like, wait, yeah. One sec. Keith was like, brother, Keith was drinking. I remember Keith stopped and Keith's like,
wait a minute.
Wait, do you think that's normal? Like, that's not. And you were like, and you commented saying, no, but that's just how I grew up.
Yeah, but that's what me saying is normal though.
Keith was like, I hear that. Brother, that's not what I was.
Yeah, but you said. Yeah, but you said many times before about growing up in the ends that you've seen certain things. It wasn't normal, but you've seen it, and to you, it's just like
100%. But I'm not saying it wasn't in my house.
It's still something that you grew up around.
But it was in my house. I'm saying, like, it wasn't like directly. Like it was man. It was like, for example, when I left my house, it was Gaza.
Can I say something? I can't speak for my man writing the whole baby reindeer despite everything that he's gone through. The same way no one can speak for the upbringing I had in my house. But one thing I can say is I commend his bravery for being able to shoot that and then actually go out and be speaking to people about it. It's like, you got to think about it. He might be reliving it every single time he's talking about it, but he's managed to get to a point where it's like, nah, I mean, there's a lesson.
Do you know what's mad? A baby reindeer, the end of the baby reindeer was the same as the beginning. You're saying the same thing as my man, and you're speaking about yourself.
Yeah, I know.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Baby Reindeer is kind of about. It's weird. It's like.
But that's why I said it's a sick show.
His one was, to me.
What? Not 10 out of 10, like Tony said, no?
No, not 10 out of 10, man. There's better holes in it. But at the end of the day, I just feel like what's sick about it is it's created a conversation.
Yeah.
That if you're intelligent enough, you can elevate it. It's not just. What you saw is what this show represents in terms of the different characters, who they are.
Mm.
Like, even the dad, we spoke about this on the pod before, fooling your parents' grace. Why the dad was probably so harsh on him growing up, or why the dad was so this person, because that happened to him. So his experience made him like that. Your experience made you like that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Martha's experience made her like that. It's like, things happen to people in their life, but how is it going to affect you? How is it going to change you? What's it going to do to you?
That's also how you deal with it as well and decide to move forward from it. What's the, not lesson essentially, but part of it is you picking yourself up and taking the first step. There is obviously therapy, there's friends, there's family, the people that offer help and assist you, but the very first step just has to be you. It's a simple... as receiving a cup of tea. It's not. I just wanted to say that, the cup of tea. Because in my mind, I'm just like, that's it. He says it as well. There's something significant about when he was offering her the Diet Coke, for example, and then she looked up. That moment where she looked up is that it's either a moment of, oh shit, I just fucked up.
Do you know what's funny? When she threw 4-2 United, when she threw... the Diet Coke, no, the Coke in the ex's face. And then she was like, ah, she threw something. I thought it was acid, but nah, I think it was just a Coke. And I was like, what? Diet Coke? I didn't get a chance to fucking check the sugar content. I was bust up because it's true.
Remember, for him, you should have remembered because that's a significant detail for him.
But for her, it's what's going on? Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's an interesting convo still.
Are we ending it there, Brent? Or you got another question?
Just a quick little 5 minutes of football.
Okay.
What are you saying?
You see Arsenal, yeah?
What are you saying?
I believe, yeah, Arsenal are going to go on a run and not win the league by, like, I hope I'm wrong here, by like a point or two. And we're going to come back to like the Villa game and be like, that's what I think. I think Arsenal just being Arsenal, because we've, I feel like Chelsea, United, Tottenham, we can batter these teams, bro. Sheffield United, Everton, we can do all of them. But Arsenal just being Arsenal, man. Because that Villa game, first half, should have won that, man. And it's Arteta, stop playing Havertz in midfield, man. Why do you keep doing this?
Yeah, I don't know why he keeps doing
this. And then Jesus captured a bit of form and you play. Listen, I don't want to see Jesus Zinchenko starting another game for Arsenal, bro. Come on a sub. Partey, it's either Partey or Jorginho in there. You can see the difference. Brother, when Partey gets the ball, he's zipping it into man's feet. You can see the difference, bro. You can see it, man. And it allows Rice to go forward. When Havertz is in midfield, Rice has got to just be the holding mid. He can't drive forward, man.
But why does he keep doing it if he knows it's going wrong? I don't get it.
Do you see Arteta? He's stubborn, isn't it? He wants to, like...
do it his way.
He's stubborn, bro.
For Liverpool, I think...
and it's Klopp's last season as well, man.
I think Klopp announcing that he's leaving at the end of the season. From then, it was just, all right, cool, we're going to try documentary, all of that stuff. And then the injuries started happening... and the synergy's gone, man.
But the players,
that whole family element's gone.
Yeah, but the players would have known, though. We wouldn't have known, but the club would have known, the players would have known.
Yeah, but it's still going to affect your season. It's still going to affect you. What are we playing for? We don't even know what next season looks like.
I heard Alisson handed in a transfer, Chris. Is that true?
Who?
Alisson.
Bearman. Bro, I've come to terms with Bearman's game, bro. Bear of our star players again. Bear of them. It's a whole rebuild. We're doing what United were going through. Because even the manager we wanted, both managers we wanted...
do you think Klopp's a bit of a coward?
Coward?
A little bit of a coward.
Why?
Because this Liverpool squad's basically the end of an era.
Yeah.
And he just... coward might be true. I'm just playing devil's advocate. I don't feel like he's got the energy to do it again.
He said that in his interview.
No, but as in... because this Liverpool thing is a whole rebuild again.
No, but he said it in his interview. He said health-wise, he's not there. I can't do it. And I don't think people understand how taxing it is. Even Pep had to do 120 minutes the other day and he went to penalties and then they won. He was angry. Even though they won, he was angry. He's like, you can't keep doing this to the players. What, I got to go play on Sunday? And everyone's like, but we've been complaining about that.
No,
like,
but that's different.
Because as a manager, you can see the effect it's having on your team.
That's not the same thing.
But I still have to call on you. I need 11 men.
No, but that's different, Taze.
How is that? What?
That's not the same thing, because Pep being annoyed at that. Because remember, the difference with Man City is because their team's so sick, they're in everything.
No, but Liverpool was doing that.
No, I hear that. But I'm saying, but it's different though, because for example, Pep is in everything. So they got Champions League, they're out. But they're Carabao Cup, innit?
Mm.
Yeah. FA Cup final they're in.
Mm-hmm.
Champions League, they got to the quarters. No, they got to the semis. No, they got to the quarters, sorry. The league, whatever. So their games are... so the 120 didn't benefit them because we got another game.
You lot's fault.
Cool, that's what I'm saying. They're victim of their own success. But I'm saying with Pep constantly revolves the team. So there's not a rebuild that has to happen.
Yeah.
There's no rebuild. Whereas Liverpool...
I've had to do that.
Yeah, and I'm saying the rebuild now is Klopp, when he came, he done a rebuild, and for years, maybe like about 3-4, maybe 5 years, maybe, Liverpool were firing on all cylinders, bro. Mane, Salah, Firmino, firing. Fabinho, you had Milner there.
It's tiring, bro.
Now, Salah's coming towards the end. Mane's gone.
Why does that mean Klopp is
Salah's coming towards the end. Firmino's gone. Mane's gone.
Henderson's gone.
Henderson's gone.
Wijnaldum's gone. Origi's gone. His team's gone.
That's what I'm saying. Whereas, Trent's still there, but he's firing, but he's not. But he is, but he's not. Van Dijk is still a great defender, but, you know what I'm saying? Robertson's on the way out.
Yeah, but that's not because of the...
No, you don't get what I'm saying. So I'm saying, could you look at it and Klopp's looking at the team and he's like, it's not that I'm tired, because there's a difference between being tired like Pep because of the 120 and my team having to play bare games and me looking at my team and looking at it like, nah, I ain't got the energy for this.
I don't understand what you're saying.
No, because...
same thing.
It's not the same thing, because Pep's energy is, we have to play three games in 14
no,
days.
No, but
Klopp's energy is, I need to rebuild this team from like.
No,
from
so, I'm, so we're talking about two different things.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Talking about the rebuild was, if you're saying that these men knew that, that this was going to happen from the beginning of the season or early on in the season.
No, no, I was just, that was just a throwaway comment.
Oh, so, I'm, so am I speaking from Klopp or the player's perspective?
I'm speaking from Klopp's perspective.
All right, so Klopp, I believe he's tired, just in general. I'm tired. I cannot do this for another season. I'm gone. Even if everyone stayed, I'm still leaving at the end of the season.
But I feel like if this if this was a Liverpool that, for example, was Mane, Salah, Firmino, and you sort of find, I don't think Klopp's leaving.
I think he's still leaving. Nah. We just had a better season.
Nah, Klopp's not leaving because that.
Bro, have you seen him on the sideline?
No,
he's tired, bro.
I hear that, but I feel like that Liverpool team.
And like, also, he did say if you have you watched his interview, you need to watch the full one where he sits down when he announced that he's leaving. He did a full sit down for like half an hour.
Yeah.
He said, like, you don't think it's just the touchline stuff. It's everything behind.
Yeah.
My whole team. Remember, because when he first came in, he changed everything at the back. He says hi to the flipping dinner lady. Like, he's a family. Yeah. And he's like, I can't do this. He has to keep the morale of everyone. Not just the players who are on the pitch. Mm. The back room. The boardroom. Everyone. I can't do it anymore. He said, I can't do it anymore.
I feel like
and I hear it.
I feel like the issue as well with Liverpool and the mistakes Arsenal made, Man United have done the same thing, Real Madrid don't do it, is that when you make a manager so integral to the whole genetics and the whole makeup of your team, when you remove that manager, it's gone. Because when Wenger left, Arsenal were in bits, bro, because we're so used to this guy being in charge of everything.
Mm.
Same thing at United. When Ferguson left, the same United team that won the league the season before didn't even finish in the top four the next season. So I'm saying, so I feel like where Real Madrid is more like the presidents involved in the club, the manager's here to implement stuff, but we're going to buy this player for the future and this person. So when you take out a manager, when Zidane leaves, Ancelotti comes in, it's not a big culture shock because the players respect the manager. Do you know what I'm saying? Whereas Liverpool now, I feel like you're going to suffer because you're removing Klopp and you're removing the style of football. You're removing his legacy in your club.
Yeah. So, and we're giving someone else.
And who's going to come in now?
That's what I said. I can see it, bro. I can tell. And the players, the reason why I'm not fussed about the players going either is because the way I saw these players where they were Klopp's players, another manager could come and be like, I don't know how to... Like, there's a difference between playing my style of football and because Mo Salah's sick, just putting him on the right wing. That it doesn't work like that, the way football's going.
What do you think, Brent, in terms of the league?
It's Chelsea, City's,
or
Arsenal's, man.
And City got two games in hand.
Yeah, I'm looking forward
Haaland's
to it.
Haaland's out as well.
They play better without him.
I'm just saying Haaland's out.
I'm looking forward to next year.
Why?
Because of what Arteta is going to do in the transfer
window. You say that.
I don't know who he's going to sign. What striker's available?
My thing is with
him. I think there are a few strikers available that will tell the team.
It'll piss me off as well because
Isak.
What's going to happen is you'll get a striker and it'll be a bad boy. And you're going to put Havertz in midfield. Stop it, man.
No.
Stop it. Stop wasting my time,
wait a minute.
Draw me, bro.
Wait a minute.
That's what I'd rather just don't buy strikers. Leave Havertz up there, man.
Tell me something.
Draw me, bro.
Tell me something. What are your thoughts on Arteta? Do you want him to be our manager for the next 10 years?
Yeah.
How he's moving, right?
Yeah.
Now, do you think he is like scrupulous?
No.
You don't think so?
I
see it.
He's not.
I see that he gets pissed when the players make him look like a fool.
Yeah, but I feel like it's dependent on who the player is.
His ego is crazy. I saw a video the other day, right? It was this morning, right? And after the game, which was yesterday, he went to take a selfie with a couple of fans, right? He took one with one of them. And the little boy, well, maybe 15, he's like, can I take one? He's like, cool. And the boy touched him. And he's like, don't touch me. I'll come here, yeah, but don't touch me. And he's like, that's my manager. He's a piece of shit. That's my manager.
Brent's looking at the things that people are looking at.
He's great in that chance to win. He's like, I'm going to make sure that I get two players in every single position. This is my hot take. This is what we're building towards.
Is that the new one now?
Yes.
When you say
yes.
It's my hot take,
and it doesn't make sense.
You can't criticize it anymore. Yeah, I hear that.
No, but I'm saying who's available.
All right, cool. So there's a guy from Sporting. Jesse Goulmachine.
Which one?
I can't pronounce his name. Some white fella.
His name begins with G.
Yes.
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
And don't he play? I know you're talking about.
Yeah.
No, he plays for Sporting. His name is...
I think the other one plays for Osasuna or something, the other striker. Gives with G.
I even reckon he might even tell Nketiah, pack your bags, bro.
He has to.
And he will get ice. Isak.
Oh, this guy?
The white guy, yeah.
Yeah.
So he would...
Isak can come. Did you see the Newcastle fan that was crying when they tried to say Isak?
Even like, if we don't
have to, man.
We're going to get...
Tony.
No. The other guy. Is it Ollie?
Ollie Watkins?
Yeah.
Nah, not in my club.
Yeah, yeah. No.
Oh, you don't want him?
No.
Oh, raw.
No.
Is he better than Nketiah for you?
Yeah, but Ollie Watkins, I don't see him as a bench player.
But who's starting?
What do you mean?
Who's starting next season?
At the moment, it's Havertz up there, number nine, bro.
And then Saka and Trossard and Martinelli.
Yeah.
So who's the number nine you're buying?
I don't know. I'm saying I would take Isak. 100% I'll take Isak. But I'm saying, whoever it is, I'm just saying there's certain players that, for example, Eddie's not bad, but the problem is he's a certain type of striker. Eddie needs to be in a two.
Different club.
Different club as well, but Eddie needs to be in a two. When you make Eddie a number one, he's a focal point. He can't do everything because he's not good at holding up the ball, and you're not good enough running in behind. You're not tricky enough. So what's the point here? So you will score goals, but there's important games where you're like, Eddie, there's a chance will drop. You're like, Eddie's killing me.
So what about Jesus? Same thing.
Jesus is an upgrade to Nketiah, but Jesus he's a striker that don't strike. So to me, at City, he really played
He's not a striker.
He should be either like when Saka's
100%. And that's what he's going to be kept
for. Replaying for Saka or replaying for Martinelli. That's what he should be.
So Nketiah's the one leaving and hopefully Isak comes in.
Yeah, yeah. Bear in mind, he also knows that he knows about Havertz, right?
Yeah.
You might think that he doesn't.
He doesn't know.
You might think he doesn't. He knows about Havertz. He's not no midfielder.
He doesn't know about Havertz. So why did he keep playing him?
Watch. I can guarantee we're going to get a number eight.
We will say, remember, Arsenal have had a long run of battering.
We're going to get rid of Partey
and whatever. Don't get rid of that dude, man.
We are going to replace him with Tchouaméni.
No, don't get rid of him.
Look, my heart takes.
You see me on Partey. Don't get the thing about Partey. When I saw Partey,
my friend,
Chelsea, like,
he is injury prone.
I hear you, but
no, you don't hear me.
No, do you know what it is? But the difference, remember, from last season, yeah, when Partey was missing, we were finished. This season, we're not finished. So I'm saying, the same way Liverpool had Thiago and whatever.
Party's going to be a specialty player?
No, not a specialty player, but I'm saying like, as in, Partey coming off the bench or Partey starting to come off the bench is wonderful. But not having a Partey at all?
Is there another version?
I hear you, but if you're not replacing him with someone better.
I just told you.
Just thingy. But I know Partey can play in his league. I don't know if anybody can play in his league because... Fabio Vieira was balling in Portugal. I said this brother's the next one up.
Partey hasn't given
man
us
plays
consistent.
Looking like a 12-year-old.
but like Pepe, you know, they're bad there.
You know what I'm saying? But Vieira's a good. I even think Vieira and Emil Smith Rowe, they're good players.
Alright, next one.
Watch what he does.
Next one, yeah. If Arsenal doesn't win it this season, do you think he can win it next season?
Yeah.
I think it depends on what City do.
We're in the transfer window.
Yeah, because for me personally, next season it'll be a two-horse race between Arsenal and City.
Wait.
Chelsea are doing that next season.
What is City going to do?
I think that transfer
they haven't already done.
City are going to City.
No, but like what? What?
City are going to City, bro.
You think they're going to cop 2-3 players? You man going to be like,
all right, tell me the type of players they're going to cop that's going to now transform them even more.
No, see the thing about City. City won the treble. Last season, won the treble, yeah? And the problem with City is they got rid of too many players and didn't get in enough. So remember, last season, you had Mahrez, on one wing, you had Mahrez and Foden. On another wing, you had Grealish and who else was there over there? I can't remember. You had Haaland, you had Alvarez, you had a fit Kevin De Bruyne, you had Bernardo Silva, Gundogan, Rodri, you had all these players. The season after, you've taken Gundogan, who was scoring very important goals for them. Remove Mahrez. Do you know what I'm saying? you've taken key players out of that team, bro, that have gone. It's not the same. Deku's come in. He's not the same. Like, it's his first season. He's still warming. You're relying more on Foden. Kevin De Bruyne has been injured for the whole season. Pep's look at his team like, I need a replacement for De Bruyne, number one, because he's getting injured. Haaland's not doing what he needs to do anymore. He's still a baller, but whatever. You're going to see, if City jig couple, man, it's the league's finished.
Nah, you're not hearing what I'm saying.
More than you believe.
I'm telling you, when Chelsea next year, they're going to be better than they are this year. That's what he said last. That's what Harry Pruno said at the beginning of the season. He said, I hear you, but who did they buy though? Hoyland. Yeah, I do believe they're going to change the manager, right? I believe so. I don't think it's more than you believe. I don't think it's not a hot take. I don't think
Liverpool's toast. Tottenham's toast.
I do believe that Liverpool may falter.
I think Tottenham might be the dark horse next season because Tottenham,
no.
No, the reason why, because Tottenham started the season sick, but then injuries hit them. And then remember, Tottenham's board are going to look at it like, all we need to do is pump in a bit more money. Remember, if Tottenham have a few more players in there, I'm telling you, I'm not joking. Tottenham are on their day. Tottenham could beat anyone in this league.
So,
bro,
when you say dark horse, what does that mean? When you just wax lyrical about City, what do you mean by dark horse? What are they going to do?
Dark horse is in, like, for example, Tottenham can finish the Champions League place this season.
This season,
yeah, they can finish Champions League place.
Yeah. So when you say dark horse, what are you thinking?
As in, when I talk about dark horses are teams that can beat anyone. And on their day, I mean, and if things are aligned, they can go on a run.
Yeah, but
like Newcastle's another dark horse. If Newcastle's players are
not
fit,
next year.
Newcastle are dangerous, bro.
Not next year.
There's certain teams that are not dangerous.
I would say Aston Villa before I say Newcastle.
Nah.
Villa looks scary.
I would say
scary,
Aston Villa before I say Newcastle. Mm. Especially when their team is going to get disseminated.
I hear you, but I've, in terms of Newcastle, Villa, take two men out of that team. The team's done. Take McGinn out of that team. Take Ollie Watkins out of that team. Nothing. I'm telling you. All right. Whereas Newcastle, someone could argue, take Isaac out, whatever. But Anthony Gordon, Isaac, Bruno, what's his name? Joe Linton. Like, they've got players. Like, when that full 11 is fit, Newcastle are a problem, bro. The problem is, injuries with this league. This league is one off of who's on your subs bench. That's why Liverpool and Arsenal are there. Because our subs this season have been doing bits. But it can't last forever. See, I'm telling you. Anyway, I feel like Arsenal can do it. Arsenal got the hardest run in. But they can do it.
All right.
But I don't think... it depends on Liverpool's manager. Depends on where they finish next season.
Nah,
Liverpool have had the lowest average rest time between games this season across any team in Europe's
you
top
can't
five.
Clubs.
Why are you trying to look for excuses?
I'm not
your
saying.
Team,
Klopp was Anfield, man.
Liverpool was tired. Shout out Klopp, though. The GOAT, the guy, even though he's left with one Prem,
yeah,
Champions League, and a couple other.
Someone said, can he be called a legend?
He's my legend. Bye.
You are now listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser Black.